You know, it's important for us to hear the instruction that Jesus is giving us. It can save our life at times. There are some things, there's some signs that we might see that are speaking to us at any given time. And it's important for us to make sure that the world hasn't got such a hold of us that we don't obey the signs. You see, as a body of believers, when Jesus says, follow me, we have to be willing to let go whatever it is that might be holding us, whatever situation we find ourselves in. We can never hope for a more convenient time to follow Jesus. And what do I mean by follow Jesus, or what would that mean to you? Well, I believe when Jesus spoke to this particular disciple, when he said, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead, I believe that he was literally talking about getting that man to follow him, that man had a ministry. And Jesus wanted him to fulfill his ministry, and he would fulfill it by following Jesus and watching the way he did things. But what does it mean for you to hear those words, follow me? What's he saying to you? What's he saying to me? When he calls us to follow him, he's saying, begin to set your life in a pattern after my life, to live our life as a pattern after Jesus in things like that, in that particular area. But there are areas that he wants us to live after him on, such as love your neighbor as yourself, such as be kind to one another, such as do not judge, do not gossip, hate evil. All those kind of things. Jesus is asking us to set our lives as a pattern, or set him as the one that we look to in order to pattern our lives after. That's what it means to follow Jesus in this day. I'm convinced that if we will do that, then he will speak to us. He will give us some direction that will absolutely change our lives. But we must listen to him and obey. The Lord is doing some things in these days that I believe he's shifting us and changing us. Deuteronomy 8:18 says that it is the Lord thy God that gives you the ability to get wealth so that he may establish his covenant upon the earth. That's the purpose of the wealth that God brings into our hands, so that we might establish his covenant or his kingdom upon the earth. And we endeavored to do that. And I believe the Lord this morning spoke to me that there's a shift coming, and that even from this day, there's going to be a shift. There's going to be a shift in the things that we do and how we do it in this day. The things that we do, we want to make sure that we do them unto the Lord. Rick Joyner, who's a well-known prophetic individual, especially in the United States, he said at one point that he used to be a carpenter. Well, he got so excited about Jesus that he thought, well, what should I do in life? And he thought, well, Jesus was a carpenter, so that's what I'll do. And so he went into carpentry and started building homes. And he said he hated it. He just hated it. He said it was a lot of hard work, and he hated it. And he said he tried to, you know, put up, and with there was about four or six young men with them, and it sounded like they were all Christians, and they were talking and so forth, and he had mentioned the fact that he hated it, and he decided, they began to pray, and they decided that everything they would do, they would do it as if they were doing it unto the Lord. They would, as if the Lord was going to live in those houses, as if Jesus was going to live in those houses. And so they began to do that, and after a while, Rick said it was just amazing. He said, I'd be there at 5 o'clock when it's time to quit, and I'd want to finish what I was doing. I would go to bed at night, and I would dream about building houses and couldn't wait to get to work the next day, because he had given himself totally over into it as unto the Lord. And that makes a difference when we do that. When we do set up to do something, when we do it as unto the Lord, God imparts blessing and grace for to help us in that, because we're doing it as if the Lord is, if we're building a house, we're doing it as if Jesus is going to live in it. And if you were building a house for Jesus, wouldn't you want it to be perfect? Wouldn't you want it to be just something that he would so enjoy and love? You'd just give it your best shot, wouldn't you? Well, that's what we are to do, no matter what we're doing. If we find ourselves in the place of being a husband, be the best husband that you could possibly be. Do it as unto the Lord. If you're being a wife, then the same thing. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're doing, do it as unto the Lord.